Exercises 5 through 7. Michael Brook was a terrible salesperson. He had no trouble getting sales jobs, though, since he gave a great job interview. But a few months into each new sales job, Michael would be let go. Sales was the only area where Michael had any measurable experience, so he limped his way from terrible sales job to terrible sales job, trying to make ends meet. By 1997, Michael had hit rock bottom. He had given himself 3 months to find a new job, and he was into the final month. He had a wife, 2 kids, a mortgage, and car payments. Frustrated and desperate, Michael did the only thing he knew he was good at. He summoned up yet another great job interview and bluffed his way into a sales position at Xerox, calling on publishers and attempting to sell them professional DocuTech copiers. Things weren't looking any brighter for Michael at Xerox. By all indications, this sales job would end up at the same dead end as all of the previous ones. One day, Michael managed to get an appointment to see Nick Pitt at a company called Warwick Publishing. With his usual low expectations, Michael walked into Nick's office. It was evident early in the meeting that Nick wasn't all that interested in the Xerox DocuTech copiers that Michael was selling, but the two seemed to have a certain rapport. The following small talk turned to Michael's hobby, skateboarding, and working on a small homemade website about the history of the sport. Suddenly, Nick was intrigued. He leaned forward. "We are looking at doing a book on skateboarding. Can you put together an outline?" 2 weeks later, Michael submitted an outline for a book on the history of skateboarding. Warwick Publishing loved it, and Michael walked out with a check in hand as his advance to write his first book. It was an amazing turn of fortune. Thanks to a chance meeting, Michael was quitting his dead-end sales position at Xerox and starting a new career as an author.